This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
All right, we're back. Episode 111, I believe. I'm Eric.
Paul.
We're a West Coast podcast. We cover mainly Dodgers, Kings, Lakers, but we'll Sparks. Dabble. Yeah, Sparks. We'll dabble into anything you want. Like Drew asked us, right? Well, if you want us to talk, what do you say? Pickleball? I don't know.
We got to do a pickleball episode. That one will be for Edgar too. Edgar will get on the pickleball episode.
We're down to talk from whatever. So,
and we win bets. We win bets. Don't forget that. We win bets.
That's what we try to do, especially football season. But all right, we'll just start.
Gotta get into it. There's only one hometown team going.
So let's reverse back to. So we take 2 of 3 from Braves. Yeah, we already talked about that. But we lose 2 of 3 against the Rays. Rays are tough.
But we played them tough though. We did.
Oh yeah, dude. Especially the last.
We held
game.
Our own.
Yeah, 11-10. We held our own. Can we please get Syndergaard off this roster, dude?
Okay, but here's the problem, dude. I trust me. I know we're not pitching. I want Syndergaard gone. Name another Major League Baseball team that currently or has ever at any point at some point been in first place yet had 5 starting pitchers on the IL.
No one, right?
The Dodgers are doing right now, 5 starting pitchers on the IL.
It's pretty unbelievable. And then but I'm pretty sure once Urias is back, they're gonna have to make a choice. Probably Miller or Syndergaard, right? And I know you said pump the brakes last week, but another solid outing. I know it's Nationals. I know it's the Nationals.
I'm willing to give Miller the shot. I'm willing to give Miller the try because you can't get much worse than Syndergaard right now, right?
No, I know. Yeah, no. Miller looked great. Yeah, I mean he's a little wild, right? But I mean it's. Dude, I know it's National, but look it. Let's see how he's going to start against Yankees Sunday, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that will be interesting.
And Grove, thank you for your service. Already been sent back down. That.
Vestia's
which
back.
I like it. I like the Vestia move. I like the Vestia.
Me too.
Back.
I heard he was working on it, mechanics, and they said the AAA coach said like he looks back to normal Vestia. Hopefully, because dude, our bullpen, I think it's like lowest in the league.
Our bullpen is horrible, phenomenal, right? Which surprises me because
or as far as number wise.
The bullpen. Sorry.
Yeah, the bullpen's bad, right?
Bullpen's scary, dude. I mean, we knew this when you guys like Bickford out there still pitching, and I know you said you had one good game Slick's birthday.
yeah.
But dude.
Well, hopefully Vestia could go back to Vestia that we know. Victor Gonzalez, those are the only two guys you count on, and then what's his name? Phillips, right?
Phillips. So I actually read a great article today on the 4-letter. And it was actually talking about how there is the possibility, a very strong possibility, that they're predicting based on the way the standings are going, based on the way the schedule is going, you know, these analytics guys, that there could be 4 teams from the National League that make the playoffs that all have under 90 wins. Jesus. Like, that's just insane.
That's the way it's looking right now.
That is so top heavy. There's 2 top heavy teams. Dodgers and Braves are the top heavy teams in the entire National League.
Yeah.
And then you have about 50 feet of dog shit.
But we don't want to be the top heavy team. Where has that gotten us?
Very true. But this is a different year. Look at the competition. It's ridiculous.
I agree. I know.
I mean, the Padres technically could still make the playoffs right now, obviously, but are they going to 90 wins?
I don't know. Do you think they'll make a run or no?
They'll make a run. They're going to get hot. I mean, they have to get hot, right? I mean, I'm going with what the odds makers are saying. Yeah. They have to make a run at some point, but they might not get 90 wins.
Yeah,
let's see. They're at 25 right now. They're not even at 30, and it's June 1st coming up.
Jesus. Oh, good. Hey, I love it. Like you said, the pressure and the hype, that's never good, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about let's sweep the Nationals, right? Got to sweep the Nationals.
We should. I mean, the Nationals, like I said, they're one step up.
Coming back from a long road trip against 2 good teams, I guess maybe we slip and win 2 or 3. Either way, the main thing
you need to stay hot against the Nationals. You have to build up momentum going,
especially with our pitchers out right
now.
You can't
weekend.
Yeah, you can't look ahead to Yankees just yet because we need to keep winning. But what do you think of that? Yeah.
really quick, because on this pod we've done it so many times where we call guys out and then all of a sudden they get hot.
Who do you need to call out?
JD, stay hot. He's on a
I was gonna say that
15-16 game.
That JD JT swap's been looking amazing so far.
We JD, love you, JT. Stay hot. I'm calling out Mookie again. Mookie's kind of
kind of
gone downhill.
I'm gonna call Outman. I know he's rookie. Hey, the people, I get it. They're starting to see taking out the iPad, right? Adjustments on him, but he'll just adjust back. But he's a little rookie slump right now. It's okay though, right?
I just really hope we're not getting like an Outman that we got with Bellinger. You know what I mean?
Hey, just dude, that's
coming on fire. And then, like you said, get the iPad out, figure him out, start to pitch him differently. I just don't want that to happen. Yes, it's way too soon. But I'm just saying, I see a little similarities there with how they're starting to pitch him now. They did the same thing to Bellinger. Granted, it took a little bit longer for the pitchers to figure it out with Bellinger. But I'm gonna stay optimistic here. But I'm calling out Mookie, come back for me. And this is mainly personal too, because I have him on my fantasy team. He's my number one pick in the first round. So Mookie, come on.
And what about our OGs that we've been talking about all year? My guy Chris Taylor, your guy
Muncy with Taylor.
You're done with Muncy. You're all okay with Muncy now.
Muncy's still batting 208, so he's still above 200. When Muncy starts to go below
Taylor
that 200,
had two homers. I like it. Yours is Barnes. The only time he plays now is with
exactly. Kershaw, right? I saw he's getting the start tonight. But he's batting like what, 087, 090.
And I know who does he remind me of back in like an AJ Ellis type of guy, right? Like we all love him and it's good, but like is there ever going to be like we're going to switch to another catcher or no? Like Kershaw won't have it, right? Because that's his boy. He loves pitching with Barnes.
Maybe another year of we have to deal with that. How much longer do we have to deal with that? You know what I'm saying?
Like, when's Kershaw going to be gone? I know. It's just automatic out. It's killing us every time.
Absolutely. I the fact that we're batting him ninth, okay, like I understand. I think baseball has transformed and transitioned away from batting your worst batter in the nine hole. I mean, when we were growing up as kids, like the ninth hitter, I think baseball has completely changed now where you need to have a good hitter in the nine hole to get back to the top of the lineup, get on base for your 1-2-3.
Now with him at night, it's killing us. So you need a guy to get on base before Mookie, Freddie, and I know. I don't know. Oh no, but we got negatives, but there's also been positives like the JD and the pitching and Freddie's obviously so consistent and will and do. We're in first place. Unbelievable. Like you said, the top two. Us and last. So
by game and a half. I'm gonna call out Vargas real quick too. Step it up, Vargas. But that one I don't know what we really expected, so I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt on that. But we're in first place by a game and a half. We don't have to play Arizona again for a while, thank God, I don't think, right?
No. You said so after the Yankees series, you said the schedule kind of gets easy in June?
June lightens up big time. We go Cincy, we go Philly, we got the White Sox, the Giants. I mean, it's a lot of trashy teams coming up in the early part of June.
And you want to talk about that Yankee series coming up? I mean, I know it's just another weekend series game and in June, but we should be good. I'm sure it'll be sold out.
I feel super confident going into it. Of course it's sold out. The tickets are ridiculously priced right now. Obviously. Kind of
top decks, like 200.
But let's take a look really quick at some of these pitching matchups that we can kind of forecast here. On Friday, we got a Luis Severino who was just off the IL for the Yankees. And he looked pretty decent in his first few innings that he's thrown versus Kershaw, who was on fire to start the season. And now he's kind of
it's not bad.
He's still a little bit.
Yeah, which is fine, right?
I mean, at one point, it looked like he couldn't get beaten. Now he's like 6-4 all of a sudden, you know, like the losses have caught up to him. So I think that's actually going to be a nice little matchup, the righty versus lefty right there. Mm-hmm. Severino, we'll see what Severino has out of the tank. And then we go right into Saturday. We got a Gerrit Cole versus an undecided. If you're the Dodgers, who are you throwing there?
So Urias, so he's not going to make it back yet, right, this weekend?
He's still up in the air. I think that's why they've left it undecided.
Okay, so who – that we just sent back down. Who's the other guy with Michael Groven? I get a hit mixed. We just sent him down, right?
Yeah.
Who would be pitching Saturday?
That's the thing. I mean, it's too early for Syndergaard, right? Unless you should throw him a short rest just to give Urias some more time, because Sunday's already announced.
Sunday we got Miller. Yeah.
And it's who do Domingo they got? Herman.
Okay.
The cheater.
So I'm liking our pitching matchups Friday, Sunday. I feel like Yankees will take Saturday. I know Garrett Cole's out hit or miss though.
Don't forget Garrett Cole's pitching in Los Angeles, so he's going to have a ton of family and friends there. He's going to want to bring it. But, I mean, I think it just depends on who they throw or who the Dodgers throw to match up against him. I honestly, he's beatable. He's beatable. He hasn't lost the game yet, and he's playing against the Dodgers.
Now they're playing, they are playing great ball, and so are we, so it should be a hell of a series. Hopefully we take 2 or 3.
I would not be surprised if the Dodgers sweep.
That'd be awesome. So let's sweep Nationals, sweep Yankees. Let's get on a run with all those games you set upcoming teams. So,
but I'd be happy with the Dodgers winning 2 out of 3.
Oh yeah, 2 of 3.
And Mookie goes like 15 for 16, and he gets me about 4 home runs and 10 RBIs.
Especially that Sunday night ESPN showcase, right? We gotta. That'll be on ESPN, and then what? The finals will be on games. Oh shit, the finals are gonna be Sunday. I don't know. Who knows? That's either way, just take 2 or 3.
Where are we watching these games? Because we got they're all afternoon games that whole weekend.
We gotta get together for some tattoo live, man.
Let's do it. Yankees Dodgers. What better time?
Seriously. Yeah, we'll catch us up. We'll let you know where we go. We need who's showing up? Antap, Rife, Angelo, Gerald. No, he doesn't care about baseball.
We need Yankees fans. Should I get on the horn and get Graceffo? There we go.
Yes, we need Graceffo. He'll probably be at all 3 games.
Graceffo, we know you're listening. Let's go. You're right. He's probably going to all 3 games. You're totally right.
Guaranteed. Oh, but Jeter isn't on the team anymore, so maybe he won't.
He's got Cole.
That's true.
UCLA and Yankee guy. It's perfect.
Before we move on to other sports, a lock tomorrow. I don't know what this over-under is, but it's a day game.
Little matinee.
Dodgers, little matinee. Syndergaard, Corbin, the total can't be high enough. Just take the over now. 1 o'clock game in LA, the Corbin and Syndergaard. The over under is 8 or 9. Just hammer the over. That's a little action theorem play.
This is bad because I do have Patrick Corbin starting on my fantasy team tomorrow.
The hell, that's gone that bad?
Yeah.
Or has he been better lately?
He had a great game last game.
Okay.
He pitched phenomenal against KC last week.
Okay. Well, hopefully.
But it's KC. That's the problem. It's KC.
I don't know. I just think the way that both pitchers have been, well, except for Corbin's last start, I could see that.
Right. What is the over under at that? It's going to be 7.5. I don't
know. If anyone has a line on that, hammer it now. Little action to the urinal. But,
You might be right.
It's enough Dodger talk. Hopefully, we'll do some tattoo live for Yankees. But let's move on to Lakers. No, neither of those. Let's talk basketball though. Celtics almost pulled off what the Red Sox did. I really thought after they won Game 6, I was like, oh, Celtics by 20. I think you thought the same too, right? I mean,
absolutely.
NBA,
I almost hammered the Celtics.
We know NBA is kind of rigged too. They would have been because Celtics Denver is way better for Heat Denver, but good for the Heat. I'm glad the Heat pulled it off, right?
I am too.
Yeah.
I mean, I got some takes on this. I mean, one, I really thought you're right. I really thought the Celtics were going to pull that comeback, especially when I saw all those stats that everybody was talking about on social media about the referees that were refereeing that game.
I know.
And how the Heat were like, forever against them.
Yep.
But I'm going to say something right now that I got to give credit to, because you know what? I never used to really think of this guy, Spoelstra, as a great coach.
Because he had the Heatles.
Exactly. Right?
He never got any credit.
But, I got to give the guy credit right now. Look at his track record and how many finals or these Eastern Conference finals that he's been in while coaching that team.
He's the best coach in the league, right? I mean, well, who else is up there? Pop and I don't know.
I got to give him credit, man.
No, I know. It's unbelievable. And Pat Riley, him and Pat Riley, what are they called? The Heat culture?
Yeah, that combo.
Seven undrafted guys. I mean, really Caleb Martin, that award. I don't even know there was a Larry Bird Eastern Conference Finals award. Did you?
I did not know that, actually.
They gave the Jimmy Butler what? Caleb Martin.
They had.
I know. They have to. They got to protect the face of the league. But, every time you're watching, though, Caleb Martin, you think the Celtics are coming back. Caleb Martin just kept hitting big shots to big shot. But thank God it didn't happen. Just as far as because we're supposed to take the Celtics, right?
You just knew when the Celtics hit that layup, that game-winning layup after the three-pointer that went in and out in game six. You just knew Celtics were going to win, right?
I was like, oh, dude, hammer Celtics, come momentum. But hey, going back to Riley's Spoelstra, dude, Heat culture, they don't back down. They come there and they pack for Denver. They're already on their way to Denver. So good for them.
Actually, congrats to Adam Silver for doing the right thing and not letting the Celtics win that game seven. Good job, Adam Silver, for doing the right thing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and then there was a little excuse like Tatum got hurt first play. But, dude, Tyler Hero's been out for Heat. They lost Oladipo. It's like no excuses. This is what you said, I think, when we played the Warriors. Live and die by the three. That's all Celtics do. I think they shot like 20% the last two games, even though they won game six because of the – live and die by the three, right? You can't.
I'm going to give you unpopular opinion right now. Unpopular take. Tatum's not the guy.
You don't think so? I thought Jaylen Brown's not the guy. Either of them.
You know what? You put Tatum on a different team that's a different culture because let's face it, Lakers, Boston Celtics, you can even say with the Miami Heat, Chicago Bulls of the whole entire 90s, it's a culture. And I don't think that Tatum fits that culture, that brand of what Boston needs in their superstar. When you look at the past superstars that have played on Boston, that have won titles with Boston, they're cut differently. They're made differently. I think Tatum is a little too soft of a personality that Boston needs for him to be the guy in Boston.
But he's super young still, though. He's only like 24, so that's the good thing. And they're definitely gonna get rid of Jaylen Brown before they get rid of Tatum. I trust Tatum more.
Oh yeah, they're gonna build around Tatum. I think for the brand, he's a little bit soft of a personality. I think he needs to have a lot more bark in his bag.
I don't think he's in his prime yet. So we'll see. But you're right. He's got to start. How many they lost in the finals last year? The fact that this team, this group of, I think there's only one more year left now, or maybe it might be done, didn't win one ring, is kind of bad, right?
Yeah.
This is a hell of a squad. None. Let's talk about, well, now Denver's been sitting for how long? It seems like, how long ago was that Lakers-Denver series, dude? It seems
Monday, right? Last Monday?
Yeah, it's so long ago. I was texting the group chat yesterday. I think Denver easy by five, but you're right. I mean, what do you think? You might be... You might as well. Why go against the Heat now, right?
Exactly. I love taking the dogs in these spots. Dude. Especially game one. The dogs.
When Denver's, everyone's going to think, oh, Denver, but they've been sitting.
Exactly.
Coming up momentum. And what the spread, like 9.5?
I trust. And Jimmy Buckets, I trust.
When you got Riley, Spoelstra, Jimmy Buckets, and then these all unproven guys that have chip on their shoulder, like the Caleb Martin. You're right. It's hard to, but I still think Denver goes through.
I agree with you because you know what? As good as the Heat are as a team, I don't know if they have an answer
to Joker. I mean,
it's a Joker.
Yeah.
That's what I just don't think.
The way Murray
an
was playing too.
When the Lakers played Denver, let's face it, the Lakers didn't really have an answer for him. Yeah, they shut him down. The guy, I mean, he's still
Murray
a great
killed
series,
us.
Let's face
what's
it.
His name?
Exactly. I don't think the Heat have an answer to Joker. That's where I think it's going to come into play, and that just solidifies my argument that if the Denver Nuggets win this whole entire thing, there is my argument that basketball is going way more towards an individual sport than a team sport. They got Joker. He is rightfully, in my mind, the three-time MVP of the league, even though the stupid politics did not give it to him just now. If they don't have an answer to him and he takes over, I think it's over for the Heat.
Hopefully, yeah. Yeah, it's hard to take against Denver, but it's hard at this point. It's hard to take against the Heat. Hopefully, it goes six or seven, right?
That's what I'm hoping for. Yeah, that's a lot what of I people said, are thinking. Denver, I really want six or seven.
Yeah, hope so. Look, take some action on Heat game one. A lot of people are going to think Denver easy after a Heat long series, but sometimes when you rest, and this doesn't help, you know?
Exactly. I think, and that's the thing, you look at the Heat. It came into question. Are they going to lose four in a row? But then they showed up for that game. But granted, don't forget, you did say Boston was trash at home pretty much all season. Boston just could not play in the Garden.
For some reason. But you love to see it, though.
Exactly. But
see that picture of Bill Simmons?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I loved it.
That, amazing. You think the Heat went?
Denver, and they haven't really faced much adversity whatsoever since
Are you talking about the postseason,
even the regular season, the whole entire season, they haven't faced much adversity, have they really?
Not really. No, they've been the best team in the West all year, right? They've been
exactly.
Yeah. And then look what they went through. They went through the T Wolves. That was a what, 8 seed? Well, say what you want about Lakers. I know we got hot at the right time, but we were still a what, 7 seed?
7 seed.
So yeah, something like that. And then who they
else they go through? Why can't we remember?
It was T Wolves. Oh, Suns. I guess the Suns were favored to win that series.
There you go.
Okay, they beat the Suns, but then if you look overall, their team was way better. You have to beat two superstars, and they
What I'm saying. I feel like, yes, they played some solid teams, but I don't think they faced real adversity. They were never against the ropes anywhere, really.
Yeah.
And you look at the Heat, just lost 3 straight games. They knew the pressure was on them. If they lost,
they beat the Bucks. Yeah, exactly. They beat the Bucks.
I think they're going to come back fired.
They're
up.
Not scared of Denver. That's all. Let's just think. So.
And you know what? I feel like they're that dog in the fight that has nothing to lose at this point because they've already been dead. They've already been dead.
Oh, I know. Everyone count them out. They almost didn't win the play-in game against the Bulls. We talked about it. And then now, dude, I know.
Sprinkle a little on the Heat to win this series.
Yeah. I mean, you're right.
Man, I just talked myself into it.
I know. I just talked myself into the Heat, too, after all. Okay, on paper, Denver, but I think Tattoo's going with Heat, right?
I think I might have to as the smart money. I think might have to be on the Heat.
Man,
if they can shut down Joker,
I think Joker will still get his. It just comes down to
shutting down Murray,
and was the other guy that killed us? Aaron Gordon was good, and Porter, Porter, that guy, and your boy
Bobby. Okay, that frustrated me actually because you know what? I respected him when he was here. I didn't have really a problem with him. I thought he was just in the wrong system while he was here.
Yeah.
And of course, one man's trash is another man's gold. And like, of course, he goes to Denver and he plays great against us.
I know, of course. Well, now that we're on the finals and on the Florida team, let's talk about another Florida team, freaking Panthers, which seems like they haven't played in fucking forever either, right?
But they're the same thing as the Heat. Talking about two teams from the Miami area. The last team.
What I say,
playoffs,
I wish we
Florida.
Were a Florida podcast this starter right now, man. Jesus.
But look at Florida. Don't forget what they needed to get in. They needed a win, and I think they needed to lose.
Crosby couldn't get there. Crosby lost at
home. That's what it was.
Yep. Crosby. I think it's like the Blue Jackets. And they wouldn't
have
been in.
They barely get in. They get in on the second to last day of the season. The last team in the playoffs that everybody's saying doesn't even belong there. And they go up against Boston, one of the greatest teams in the history of hockey statistically this year.
Yep.
And they slay the Dragon.
Come back down 3-1.
Seven games in fucking Boston, in the Garden. Again, another home.
Have they lost
a
game
Boston
since after
team.
That series? And then they sweep who?
I believe so. Didn't they drop one to Carolina?
They did. They dropped one to Carolina. Okay, but then they swept who else before that? Maple Leafs?
Maple Leafs.
Maple Leafs won one game, right?
Yeah.
Either way, it's an unbelievable run. And this is going back to
the thing.
Yeah. How could you take against Florida right now either? With what they've been going through. I know Vegas. No,
I agree.
Talk about Vegas. They beat Oilers. I get it. And they beat Dallas.
Maybe the Stars.
Both teams that
I
we
the
said
Stars
are,
were going to put up a bigger fight than
so
that.
So Vegas definitely played tough. No, we can't say tougher opponents because look at Florida. They went through. I don't know. I know everyone said, oh, shit, play Vegas, Florida. And I was going to watch, but dude, I'm definitely going to watch. This is going to be an unbelievable series, don't you think?
Dude, I mean, I'm looking at it right now. Florida literally has beaten 3 of the top 4 teams in 7-game series. They beat Boston, the number 1 overall seed. They beat Carolina, which was my pick to go to the final, the second overall team in the entire league. And they beat Toronto, which is the 3rd overall team by 1 point.
So who runs? But Vegas has been the best all year, right? We know that. So
in a weaker division, though, don't forget.
No,
in a
you're
weaker
right.
division.
But I'm
East
sure everyone's going
to
take, just like everyone's going to take against Heat, everyone's going to take against Florida. But, dude, what's a Panthers Heat?
You stole the words out of my mouth. I literally was just about to look up. What's a parlay for both of them to win?
It's going that way, right? Where you got Denver and Vegas, the best teams all year. And it's like, oh, how could they lose to these two underdogs? But dude, you got to go. It's just sometimes, hey, That's sports, man. You got to go with the underdog.
I will take that bet right now. I'm actually pulling it up right now. I will take that bet right now. You can do it,
because that's a little Florida par lock.
I'm pulling it up because, let's see, Hayward home run.
Really?
Yeah.
What a boy. We're going to talk. I was going to talk about
it. I'm still looking it up, but it's not letting me right now. Yeah. But I'm going to look that up.
My boy Hayward. Oh, but yeah, hope that should be a great. I think that will go deep, don't you think? 6 or 7.
Here's the other thing too. I think it's actually going to be a phenomenal series that's going to go deep because we just discussed everything about both those teams right now. But it bums me out that I think it's not going to get the ratings that obviously it's not going to get the ratings that two other teams would have gotten if you had Boston, of course. Exactly. It's not going to get the ratings. It's kind of going to go under the radar.
Oh, I wish the Kings made it, but that seems a long time ago too. When was that? A few months ago?
Like a month ago.
Yeah. Freaking Kings. Florida, book those Heat and Panthers. Let's go. Right?
I'm telling you, if I can find that parlay bet, I'm going
to
hit it.
We don't want Vegas or Denver. We love going to Vegas, but we don't want Vegas to win it. They're in the Kings division.
Exactly. Exactly. And at one point, we were in the lead. We were in first place of that division. Don't forget.
I know.
Granted, it was for a day, but
we'll try and do some tattoo live on the finals, both finals, just for here. If we're out watching, we'll do some stuff. But let's talk about that because we're a big tennis pod.
Roland Garros.
Yeah, French Open.
Let's go to the clay.
It's not the usual with it's hard without Nadal. There, right? I mean, because usually he's a lock to the final every time. And then who else is out of it? Well, Federer's being out, but who else? Oh, Medvedev lost.
Upset to a guy who to a qualifier. Did you see that? The guy was basically a qualifier. Jeez, yeah,
man,
he lost to a guy who's not even on the tour. He's a qualifier, unseeded.
Unbelievable.
It took him 5 sets though, and it actually went back and forth.
Joker's not losing on the men's side, right?
Ooh.
Now Medvedev's out. I mean, who's good on clay? We're supposed to know who's the best on clay. Well, Nadal is. He's out.
That's why I'm going to the other Spaniard, who's the current number one overall in the world right now.
How could you take against Alcaraz?
Exactly.
I would love to see a Joker-Alcaraz final. Let's do that. How about we root for that?
We would. I know you love your – he's still not back yet, is he?
I love who?
Your boy, Kyrgios. Oh,
I
know.
I like him. I kind of like the Fritz. Hopefully he makes a run. He won easy today.
He won easily. I'm still on the Sinner train.
Yeah, it's Sinner. Okay. And who's that other guy that's really
pulling good? Pulling for
Sinner. Oh, it's Sinner. And then didn't you like that? Who's that Italian guy? Is he playing?
Sinner.
Oh, Sinner. Who's the other guy you liked? Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, well, Sinner.
On the women's side, what's crazy on the women's side, I don't know if you saw how many upsets there were in that, in the seated, in the chick side.
Is there a ton? A
lot of upsets.
Swiatek won, upsets. Though. You know she'll be in the final, right?
She'll be in there. Sabalenka.
I want Pagula or Goff. They never win.
I'm actually kind of overwatching it already, only because my girl Badosa is already out.
She's already out.
She retired. She didn't even play.
Oh my gosh!
She retired before their first match.
That's brutal.
I got nothing to watch.
Definitely want Coco or Pagula, but Swiatek. I mean, that girl, she wins everything, right?
She's a beast.
When's Serena playing? Well, she's done.
I think after the third kid, maybe.
No, she'll come back for Wimbledon. Come on, what's Wimbledon without Serena? She better come back. I don't know. She's not going to come back.
What's the odds on that?
I don't know. Yeah. Czech Bovada. Who's more likely to come back, Brady or Serena? Well, now Jimmy G, do you saw that? The surgery?
I'm going to say Brady. Even though I don't think Brady's not coming back. Brady is not coming back. I don't see why not.
I don't know. What the hell? Jimmy G was hurt this whole time?
Yeah, that was weird. But I mean, it doesn't sound too serious, though.
Yeah. I don't know. Football. I can't wait, dude. It's already June, dude. Football will be here before I know it. So who do you think's going to win? I'm going to go with Joker and Swiatek, right? I mean, unless you think.
Okay, then I'll go Alcaraz.
Just go Alcaraz. There you go. And then who? Coco? No, there's some other girls that are way better. Coco hasn't won.
The Americans, let's face it, the Americans suck on clay.
I know.
We've never played good on clay.
Which that makes total sense. Why would we be good on clay? I mean,
exactly. You know, I'll go just to go against the grain. I'll go Sabalenka.
Okay. We'll see. Lock those bets in now.
Go Sabalenka and Alcaraz.
All right. And we'll talk soccer next week with the big Champions League final.
We should do a viewing party for that one.
Yes, we should. That would be fun. So right now you're leaning Inter. It's just one game, right? It's not the back
exactly.
and forth. Okay,
one
just
game.
One game.
I'll give more on my take on this next week. But okay. Yes, as a little foreshadowing preview, I am leaning Inter strictly for the odds.
Okay. Especially just a one. Yeah, if you're gonna get those odds in one game, anything like
one
yeah,
game. Neutral field, you got to take those kind of odds that Inter are getting right now.
Yeah, it's not like they're a bad dude. What they got strikers, they got player, they got coach.
They can do it. They can easily win this. I don't understand.
But you don't really like Man City either. So it's like a lose-lose. Or
well, trust me, I would rather Man City win over Inter.
Yeah, over Inter, yeah.
But
as far as your money,
as a betting person,
yeah,
I gotta put it on Inter. And I'm waiting for those odds to go even higher, to be honest. I haven't done it yet. Those odds are going to go up, I think.
They probably will, right? As long as you see Holland. Dude, everyone just knows Holland, so they're just going to bet him, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Nobody's thinking about Lautaro Martinez. Nobody's talking about your boy Lukaku.
Yep. And who's the other guy? Zeko or whatever?
Dude.
That's good, too. Yeah.
Zeko. He's old, too. That's the thing. He's still tearing it up for his age. They got some old strikers. Lukaku's, you know, not a spring chicken anymore, either.
And then after that, dude, soccer is just done until when? Fall?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, there's going to be like teams coming in.
The tour, okay. But yeah.
And then what? Women's World Cup is coming up?
Is that this year? I lost track. I think it is this year.
And Rapinoe, you got the jersey.
I got a Rapinoe jersey. Mallory Pugh, I think, is not going to be playing. She's done.
Ertz is still playing, right?
Is she? I'm pretty sure she is. Yeah, okay. Mallory Pugh blew out, I think, one of her knees, and she's not gonna be playing in it, so that hurts a lot.
It hurts. Who's supposed to be the top? Who's the top Brazil?
No, she's
England.
American.
I'm talking about we don't have to do a World Cup. It's the usual.
It's still
right?
the USA.
Yeah,
it's still the USA.
Yeah, and then
England's up there. Sweden's always up there. Germany's always up there. Brazil's always up there. Those and Japan. Those are like your top five all the time.
Any sports we're missing before we will give us a live 1-0 Dodgers?
Still 1-0.
Got to sweep the Nationals. Dude, what's your – dude, is your boy Scottie Pippen okay? Is he saying MJ's trash? Is he just jealous of MJ now or what?
Let's think about this for a second. If you've been through like what that guy's been through, nothing out of his mouth is going to sound right, right? Because, I mean – he had to play second fiddle. He was the Pippen to the Jordan.
That's true. And everyone did just give all
everybody
the credit to
bashed him. Everybody talked shit about on him after that whole entire documentary.
Series. And then during the run, all they talked about was Jordan when they were winning on those rings. Yeah.
Your smoking hot ex-wife just goes out and starts
Jordan's
banging everybody.
Every guy. And now with Jordan's kid. So. Yeah, I think we'd all be in a dark place right now.
That's what I'm saying. Like, let's cut the guy some slack here. It's like, what can the universe what more can happen to him that the universe already hasn't done to him?
That's true. Oh gosh,
you know,
it's still weird. He's trying to stay in the spotlight, or is he actually? You're right. You're right. If anyone goes through all that, we'd be. Yeah.
You know, I mean,
who's he putting the camera on him though?
That's a good question.
Why is he still
Who's the guy behind the guy?
Exactly. Oh, man. All right.
All right, bro.
Are you going to Julie just texted. Are you going Saturday? She said that you're going. Julie? 60th birthday?
For who?
Julie Hunter? She said that you and
Natalie. Oh. Natalie hasn't even told me about it.
Oh, so there you go. If you're going, I'm going.
Where's it at? Yard House?
Probably at the Hunters. It should be at Yard House. Oh, apparently you have Saturday plans.
I feel like I may have gone last year, and I did go to her birthday last year, and I brought her like her own six pack of Coors Light.
There you go. Just don't bring her Bud Light.
Of course not. She drinks is Coors.
I know. All right, man. Go Dodgers.
All right, bro. I'll talk to you.
All right, man. Later.
Later.